So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking about Stephen Chin's brilliant, and I say dare say brilliant, petition to open source JavaFX as a platform. I really do think this is important for the JVM, the Java Virtual Machine, that we get the FX platform open source as Java is. You can find Steve's petition at his blog, which is stveonjava.com, M for Michael, steveonjava.com, in other words. So as you know, since 2007, Sun Microsystems brilliantly took and recognized none other than Christopher Oliver's Form Follows Function project, which is the F3, which is the prototype to JavaFX, and then took that code and decided to put marketing and technical noose behind that prototype in order to create a brand new runtime that would combine a new domain-specific language, a scene graph engine, and a new way to develop which internet and which client applications on the JVM. So Sun and Oracle basically have had about 3 years of development to really get this product out, and it's been quite steady. And sometime between 2008 and 2009, the platform, the runtime, was taken behind closed doors. And I'm fully sympathetic to why Sun Microsystems at the time did this. I'm a Scrum Master myself. We understand everything to do with agile development and getting a product out to the market on time. And you really sometimes need to go behind closed doors and be separated from interruptions. And it's all down to development and methodology. Now we've reached a point in 2010 where, I guess like Steve, I'm quite worried about the future of JavaFX as a viable technology. For instance, like the name JavaFX, it's obviously marked by Oracle. It's a bit confusing in the market that I work in, where it's financial markets, investment banks, FX. Basically means foreign exchange. So if you talk to a recruiter or anybody who's non-IT about FX, they're going to assume you're talking about foreign exchange markets and derivatives and trading. And it is perhaps a good idea for Oracle to actually rethink about changing the trademark. I know this, it will cost millions of dollars to actually do something like this, but it might be a long tail solution for them to think about something like this. And the other thing with Stephen's petition, and please go there and sign it, you know, one cannot forget that the iPhone and Apple spat with Adobe is lurking right above FX, JavaFX rather, in such that, you know, people really are not thinking about JavaFX as a viable rich internet and application platform. They investment banks that I know of, and at least I've heard through the grapevine, are looking at Microsoft Silverlight in the first place, because Microsoft is big on the desktop inside these financial institutions, and they're also thinking or have thought about Flex as a viable alternative. And yet Java runs on the server side. This is where we stand today. I believe that if we can open source the JavaFX, then it can be ported by other developers, take the load off Oracle, and really innovate on the platform. Please go to steveonjava.com and sign Stephen Chin's petition. Do it today, do it right now.